Chapter 131. The Pequod Meets the Delight. The intense Pequod sailed on. The rolling waves and days went by. The life-buoy coffin still lightly swung. And another ship, most miserably misnamed the Delight, was descried. As she drew nigh, all eyes were fixed upon her broad beams, called sheers, which in some whaling ships cross the quarter-deck at the height of 8 or 9 feet, serving to carry the spare, unrigged, or disabled boats. Upon the stranger's sheers were beheld the shattered white ribs and some few splintered planks of what had once been a whale-boat, but you now saw through this wreck, as plainly as you see through the peeled, half-unhinged, and bleaching skeleton of a horse.
"Hast seen the white whale?"
"Look," replied the hollow-cheeked captain from his taffrail, and with his trumpet he pointed to the wreck.
"Hast killed him?"
"The harpoon is not yet forged that will ever do that," answered the other, sadly glancing upon a rounded hammock on the deck, whose gathered sides some noiseless sailors were busy in sewing together.
"Not forged!"
And snatching Perth's levelled iron from the crotch, Ahab held it out, exclaiming,
"Look ye, Nantucketer! Here in this hand I hold his death! Tempered in blood, and tempered by lightning are these barbs, and I swear to temper them triply in that hot place behind the fin, where the white whale most feels his accursed life."
"Then God keep thee, old man.
Seest thou that?"
pointing to the hammock.
"I bury but one of 5 stout men, who were alive only yesterday, but were dead ere night. Only that one I bury. The rest were buried before they died. You sail upon their tomb."
Then turning to his crew,
"Are you ready there? Place the plank then on the rail and lift the body. So then, O God,"
advancing toward the hammock with uplifted hands,
"may the resurrection and the life—" "Brace forward! Up helm!"
cried Ahab like lightning to his men. But the suddenly started Pequod was not quick enough to escape the sound of the splash that the corpse soon made as it struck the sea. Not so quick, indeed, but that some of the flying bubbles might have sprinkled her hull with their ghostly baptism. As Ahab now glided from the dejected Delight, the strange life-buoy hanging at the Pequod's stern came into conspicuous relief.
"Ha! Yonder! Look yonder, men!"
cried a foreboding voice in her wake.
"In vain, oh, ye strangers, you fly our sad burial. Ye but turn us your taffrail to show us your coffin!"